This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Commerce Department has revised up its estimate of GDP growth in the previous quarter. The initial calculation 1 month ago had the U.S. economy growing at a rate of 2%. The more refined figure now puts it at 2.7%. But it's the details behind that number that really matter, and we're going to get into it with Diane Swonk. She's chief economist at Mesro Financial with me live from Chicago. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
So unpack this GDP number for us a little bit.
Well, the upward revisions are really mostly in inventories and exports. Inventories is not exactly the best reason out there to have stronger growth because many of those inventories were unwanted and they now need to be drained as we move into the end of the year and the beginning of 2013. On the other side of it, we saw as much as GDP growth was revised up, the consumer, which we thought had been a star, was revised down, and investment went to a negative from being a positive. That's really important, particularly to the Fed, because investment is not only important to growth today, but it sets a stage for growth going forward, and without investment, we'll have lower potential growth going forward.
This morning, we also have jobless claims for last week falling, which is the right direction at least, and sales results from chain stores coming in. Can we read much from those two items?
Actually, what we saw was, although jobless claims fell and chain stores came in, we saw the effects of Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, on those numbers still. The jobless claims are still elevated because of the long-lasting effects of hitting Sandy, hit really an artery, an economic artery of this nation in terms of one of its most populous and highest retail sales area. So even though Thanksgiving sales were good and the Black Friday sales were good, they weren't enough at some stores to make up the losses and the disruptions caused by the storm itself. Now, we will have repair and rebuilding, but that means a lot of appliance, carpeting, wood products, and windows instead of traditional Christmas items in that part of the country as we move into December.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesro Financial. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.